Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. I would like to ask you a few questions concerning the problems facing our nation, state, and local communities. Are you registered to vote?
Yeah, how long will it take, though?
It will take about 5 minutes. I'll try to do it as fast as I can.
Sure, go ahead.
Thank you. All right. Can you please just let me go ahead and take a look at this. May I please know in which of the following states are you registered to vote? Arizona, California, Georgia, Arizona. Thank you. In what year were you born?
1978.
Is it 1978?
Yeah.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November's election for president, Congress, and other offices? Are you almost certain to vote? Will probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or you don't think you will be voting?
Certain. 100% certain.
Thank you. If you had to pick, what would you say is the most important issue facing the country right now, in your own words?
Chronic disease and healthcare.
Okay. Making some notes here. Alrighty. Now, thinking back to the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden? Or like many people, did you skip that one?
I voted, but I skipped that question. I didn't either.
Okay. So it was another candidate?
No, nobody.
I'm sorry?
I didn't vote for anybody on that one.
Oh,
I voted
you
all the
not...
other parts of the ballot, but I just skipped that
part.
Oh,
okay. 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 I got you. All right. And thinking again about November's election, if the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kennedy.
You said Kennedy?
Yeah.
Thank you. Some people feel more certain about who they plan to vote for, while others are still considering their options. Regardless of who you plan to vote for, please tell me how likely are you to vote for the following candidates. Using a scale from 0 to 100, 0 means that there is no chance that you will vote for them, and 100 means that you will definitely vote for them. I have Donald Trump.
25.
All right. How about Joe Biden?
0.
Thank you. Moving on. And thinking about the elections this November, if the election for Congress were held today, would you be voting for the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate in your district?
For Congress?
Yes.
Probably Democrat.
Thank you. And if the election for the U.S. Senate were held today, would you be voting for Republican Carrie Lake or Democrat Ruben Gallego?
Probably neither on those. Is neither an option?
You can say other candidate.
Yeah, other. How about that? Other candidate.
Okay. Thank you. And who do you trust more when it comes to the issue of immigration? Joe Biden and the Democratic Party or Donald Trump and the Republican Party?
Trump, of course, on that one.
All right. Would you say much more or so? What more, Donald Trump?
Much more.
Thank you. Please indicate whether you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree with each of the following statements. President Biden should prioritize keeping families together by ensuring that the undocumented immigrants are not separated from their children and spouses who are American citizens. Do you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Somewhat.
Thank you. President Biden should prioritize work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat.
Somewhat agree?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize protecting undocumented immigrants from being targeted in deportation raids.
Somewhat disagree.
Alrighty. Thank you. President Biden should prioritize authorizing work permits for undocumented immigrants so they can work essential jobs and contribute to the economy. Strongly agrees on what agrees on what disagree or strongly disagree?
Somewhat disagree.
You said somewhat disagree?
Yeah.
I appreciate it. I am going to read you a list of statements about different kinds of immigrants for each. Tell me whether you agree or disagree that president should take action to protect them. First statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants who pass a background check and have been living in the and working in the United States for over 10 years.
What are the options again?
Yes, the options for responses are strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
Tell me again.
Would you like me to repeat the question?
Yeah, you were cutting out a little bit. Say that again.
Oh, I'm sorry. The question or the options for responses?
The options, yeah.
Yeah, strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree. Hello?
Yeah. Did you hear me? Somewhat disagree?
Okay, thank you. I'm sorry. I keep on losing you. Next statement says, President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, who pass a background check and cannot safely return to their home countries due to war, natural disasters, and other dangerous conditions.
Somewhat agree on that.
Somewhat agree, okay.
Yeah.
President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have lived in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and are married to American citizens.
You're a neutral on that one?
On this one, the options are strongly agrees, and what disagree, or strongly disagree.
Maybe somewhat agree on that.
Okay.
Marriage, yeah.
Alrighty, thank you. President Biden should protect undocumented immigrants, most of whom have been living in the United States for over 10 years, who pass a background check and work essential jobs as farm workers. Or farm workers, yes.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree, I appreciate it. Please tell me whether President Biden enacting each of the following programs related to immigration reform would make you more or less likely to vote for him in the 2024 election. So I will go ahead and read to you some statements, and based on that, you can tell me if that statement makes you more or less likely to vote for him on the upcoming election. A program that keeps families together by ensuring that undocumented farm workers, most of whom have worked in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Probably not. Is there neither more or less? That doesn't really change my view, but.
The options are much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely.
Somewhat less likely.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more likely?
Yeah.
Okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more?
Somewhat more likely, okay. A program that grants work permits to undocumented farm workers, most of whom have lived in the United States for over a decade, so they can continue to work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less likely?
Yeah.
Thank you. A program that grants work permits to undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions, most of whom have lived in the United States for over than 10 years, so they can work essential jobs and contribute to our economy.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more likely, okay. A program that keeps families together by ensuring undocumented immigrants who are married to American citizens, most of whom have lived in the United States for more than 10 years, are protected from deportation.
Somewhat more.
Somewhat more likely, okay. Last program, a program that grants work permits and temporary protections for undocumented immigrants who cannot safely return to their home countries due to dangerous conditions to relieve pressure on cities and states experiencing an increase in the arrival of vulnerable migrants.
Somewhat less.
You said somewhat less likely?
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Okay. Please indicate if you are very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, or not at all concerned about each of the following. Donald Trump and Republicans use racist stereotypes about Hispanics as a way to scare and divide voters, leading to more hate in our communities. Do that statement make you concerned?
What was the options again?
Very concerned, somewhat concerned, a little concerned, not at all concerned.
A little.
A little concerned. Donald Trump and Republicans believe chaos on the border benefits them politically, so they kill a bipartisan deal in Congress to provide more resources to secure the border and reform our immigration system. How concerned are you about that?
Not concerned.
Not at all concerned, okay. Joe Biden and Democrats have failed to deliver an earned pathway to citizenship for undocumented immigrants who have lived in the United States for over a decade.
Not concerned.
A little concerned, not at all concerned.
Not at all.
Okay. Joe Biden and the Democrats make promises about immigration reform during the campaign, but always fail to deliver once they have won.
Somewhat concerned.
Okay. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of the asylum internment camps near to the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
Can you repeat that? I don't understand that.
Yes. Donald Trump and the Republicans have proposed extreme immigration measures like getting rid of the asylum internment camps near to the border and massive raids to deport millions of migrants.
A little concerned, I guess.
Thank you. Alrighty, I am going to read you the different approaches President Biden and former President Trump have proposed when it comes to immigration, and I would like you to tell me which approach comes closer to your own view, even if neither is exactly right. Joe
okay,
Biden.
How many more questions, though, just because it's been a while. I just want to make sure. How many more left are there?
Let me just check. It's about 8 questions more, but are very short questions.
Okay, all right. Let's do it quick.
Yeah. Joe Biden says we must create an orderly and secure process at the border. Donald Trump says we must shut down the border and conduct massive raids to deport all undocumented immigrants, no matter how long they have been in this country. Which approach comes closer to your own view?
Neither, really.
Is
there neither option?
Yes, we can choose that. After hearing some more information, let me ask you again about this November's election. If the election for president were held today, would you be voting for Democrat Joe Biden, Republican Donald Trump, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr.?
Kennedy.
As best you can say, do you personally know anyone who is undocumented or in this country without papers?
No.
Okay. In a typical week, do you use any of the following sources to get your news and information? OAN or Newsmax, Spanish language radio programs, TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, MSNBC and CNN, or other major news network channels or website, Instagram, Univision, Fox News channel or website, Facebook. Do you use any of those sources?
Maybe one or two. A little, yeah.
Okay. What sources do you use?
Can you read the options again?
Yes, of course. I have TikTok, YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, MSNBC or CNN, or other major news network channels or website. I also have OAN or Newsmax, Spanish language radio programs, Univision, Fox News channel or website, and Facebook.
Maybe YouTube, CNN. Yeah, YouTube,
okay.
CNN.
Okay.
The only ones I can think of on that list.
Thank you. Finally, I would like to ask you a few questions just for statistical purposes only. From which country or territory does your family trace their heritage?
Italy.
Thank you. Okay, one moment. Were you born on the United States mainland, on the island of Puerto Rico, or any other country?
No, I was born here.
You were born mainland?
Yeah, regular.
Thank you.
United States.
Were either of your parents born on the island of Puerto Rico or any other country?
No.
Okay. They were both born in the mainland?
Yes.
Thank you. What languages do you primarily speak at home? Always English, more English than Spanish, Spanish and English equally, more Spanish than English, always Spanish or something else?
Always English.
Always English?
Yeah.
Okay, generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, or what?
Neither, independent.
Independent, okay. Do you think of yourself as a closer to Republican or Democrat Party?
Closer, if I had to pick?
Yes.
Democrat.
Thank you. Thinking in political terms, would you say that you are liberal, moderate, or conservative?
I don't really use those terms, but liberal, I guess.
Okay, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Doctorate.
All right, so you graduated and you also have a bachelor's degree?
And a master's and a PhD too, yeah.
Okay, thank you. What is your religion, if any?
None.
You said none?
Yep.
Okay. Thank you. And finally, and strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have your first name?
Yeah, Nicholas.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. Are you interested in participating in a follow-up research study? Participants in the research are compensated for their time in sharing their opinions in a more in-depth and open-ended way. Can we note that you're interested in a follow-up research study and that we may contact you in the future?
How would that be done? In person or on the phone or online?
They will contact you by phone.
And they would pay me for that?
You will be compensated for your time.
Sure. Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, in that case, thank you so much for helping me out, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.